Diplomacy of another sort today in the Central African Republic. The U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Samantha Power, made a surprise visit to the former French colony. Earlier this month, France sent 1,600 troops to join 3,500 African Union soldiers in an effort to stop clashes between Christian and Muslim militias. The U.S. has limited its role. It's just providing transport. Today, Ambassador Power met with CAR politicians and visited a hospital filled with injured civilians.
The tales that we heard of the horrific abuses that have occurred in recent days were really spine-chilling. We met with one woman, just as an example, whose husband was stabbed to death in front of her very eyes and then covered with gasoline and then lit on fire.
We're going to take a look now at what's been going on in CAR through the eyes of a photographer, Jerome DeLay of the Associated Press. On December 5th, when Jerome DeLay was in CAR, he heard the news that Nelson Mandela had died. His initial instinct was to get back to South Africa, where he's been based for the past 8 years. He thought he should join the international media scrum, but he decided to stay put. Listen up, because the phone line is a rough one.
You know, I'm alone here on potentially and actually on a huge story. So the right decision to make and the responsible decision to make was just to stay.
He stayed and took some incredible and disturbing photographs. The CAR has spiraled into chaos since a coup in March. The mainly Muslim Seleka rebel group overthrew President Francois Bozize. Now the Christian militia and the Muslim Seleka militia clash daily in the streets. And in between those two groups, French soldiers. One of the most shocking photos Jerome DeLay took is of a man with a knife lunging at another man. A crowd in the street watches the attack.
The crowd was a Christian crowd, which somebody pointed out a man saying he is a Seleka, or ex-Seleka, should I say, a colonel. The crowd just went and started to lynch him. This man just took a knife and tried to take a stab at him. The French did intervene, shooting warning shots in the air, and then grab the man. And what they did was quite smart, actually, because what they did is they made it to look like they were arresting him. So they put cuffs on him, and then they took him away. I learned the next day that the man had been, you know, released and was safe.
Another powerful picture was of a makeshift camp in an airport. You see families drying their clothes on the top of small planes. Jerome DeLay says that there are now more than 40,000 people living at this airport camp, and every day more people flee the fighting.
I think, you know, all the ghosts of Rwanda are all of a sudden waking up. It is very, very difficult to bear sometimes.
All the ghosts of Rwanda waking up. That was Associated Press photographer Jerome DeLay in Bangui, CAR. You can see some of its photos at PRI.org.